Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, I taught that for every question that the Pharisees asked the Lord, He had a Bible answer. Well, let's continue with that thought today.
On His firm foundation for the Bible stands.
I believe Jesus Christ meant what He said and said what He meant. So, if He says divorce and marry another commits adultery, then the language and the definitions show, except for fornication, that is, not the one committing adultery, but the one that did commit adultery and they marry another, then they're not guilty of it. Now, He's also letting them know He would rather minister grace to them for them to get married, but than to get married, but if not, they can't handle it. And some people are very lonely. And I think you'll even see that in the rest of the verses there. But that again tells us that His will is to, hey, let me just minister and help you through this rest of your life through this thing. But if that person can't do it, then He says they are free to marry, except for the cause of fornication. Now, I know there are many people that disagree with me on that. That's all right. I'm just telling you what Jesus said. They said this. Okay. They have a twofold question now. But Jesus has a Bible answer. Why did Moses then command to give her a writing of divorcement? Some have said they are addressing traditions of saying, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you three times. But you know what? They didn't mention it. They didn't mention the traditions. Those Pharisees went straight to the Bible. Why did they do that instead of the traditions like they normally did? Well, they had tried traditions back in Matthew chapter 15, verses 2 and 3. He said, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition? And then He says, well, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Now, I think it's a good thing to wash your hands, but they made a tradition that it was a sin if you didn't. But He answered and said unto them, and why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Whoa. See, they were trying to amend the Ten Commandments about honoring the parents. So He hit him right between the eyes with it. You're preaching tradition, I'm preaching the Word. Let's keep it in the Word. Wow. I mean, Jesus put it on them, as they say, young people like to say, big time. Well, He did it big time. The second part of that question is, and put her away. In verse 8, He goes back to using the Bible again and lets them know Moses was doing it for the hardness of their heart. He allows it. But at first, it was for the hardness that their fathers had in their heart. See, the Greek word here has the idea of hardened heart that is stubborn, obstinate. People who constantly turn to the flesh, not the spirit. Look, when you have been wounded in your spirit, in the depths of your spirit, by a spouse that's unfaithful continually, it can only be the grace of God that sustains, and therefore they have to walk in the spirit. Now, although God allowed it from the beginning, it wasn't so. He said, except it be for fornication, is the one reason God is willing to allow it for this cause of fornication. But that's it. That's the only reason. Why? Fornication of spouse leads to your wounded spirit. It also desecrates the relationship that's supposed to be between the church and Christ. That commitment. And it's a bad example of what a Christian is to be, because a Christian's marriage is to emulate the relationship we have with Christ. So, fornication, the idea of an unrepentant state, God allows it for that. But, oh, he wants to minister grace to your heart, to endure it the rest of your life. But if you've not been there, you have not been there, my friend. Make sure you're not condemning other people that just didn't endure. Again, a wounded spirit is more than just hurt feelings. One church I pastored, a lady had a husband who threatened her. But he never did hit her. He drew a picture, showed her a gun, talked of killing both of them. Now, she asked, what do I do? I says, well, you need to have him arrested, especially if he ever touches you. But you need to show that to the authorities. Well, he never did try anything like that, but later he did try to kill himself, but not her. Look, if a husband beats a woman with his fist, I think she needs to call the police and have him locked up. And some people have told, I've had people tell me, Pastor, if you knew her mouth, you would have beaten it too. Well, I can imagine there's a woman like that. There are a lot of women like that, but there are a lot of men like that too. Now remember, Matthew 5, not a jot or tittle will pass away. So both in Greek and English, we're seeing now the importance of a comma. You see, there may be a woman that way, but look, I've seen men. I had one woman in the church I pastored that, boy, I tell you, she was loud. She was always attacking her kids, her husband. Nothing was good. Her husband did finally divorce her, but she'd had multiple relationships. But I really have a thought that he may have divorced her over her loud, angry mouth and the way he talked to her and all that. I had a man, though, in another church that had, he was only a man, but he had the same exact personality. I mean, they could pass as twins in personality. That's the way they were and are, evidently, because I'm not sure either one of them's changed. I don't know, but I've never seen evidence. But I'm not the pastor of either one of them anymore, but there were two different marriages that had a man in one, a woman in another, and those two didn't get together. Those are different churches. But I'm saying, personalities were the same. So it can be a man that way as well as a woman. So after fornication is the comma, followed by the Greek word and, which shows connection to the thought. Jesus shows the importance of union in God's sight to not put asunder. That's what God said. God said that, not to put it asunder. So if you do, and you remarry, and it wasn't over the cause of fornication, you commit adultery. But if shows an exception. An exception to what? It allows to remarry, and it's not fornication, but it's not God's first desire for you. By the way, I did not write this, but I believe it. If you marry one, put away for adultery, the Bible says, you commit the same. Now, look, God wants to minister grace. But knowing the hardness, he allowed it. That's clear. Jesus said he is not weakening the Bible. He is not changing it. He is not liberalizing it. He is not promoting or counseling divorce. He is still against it, but realizes one situation in which it takes a miracle of grace to endure. And that is the case of adultery. The one committing the adultery usually doesn't understand what the wound is to the spirit of the person they have wounded. And they say stupid comments. You just got to get over it. You just got to let it go. They don't know what they're saying. They treat it as if somebody said something to them. I don't like your dress. I don't like the way you combed your hair, buddy. No. No, it goes much deeper than that. Few can endure, and they need a lifetime of grace because the wound is deep. They were betrayed. Jesus on the cross was wounded. Jesus was betrayed. His sweat dropped for his drops of blood. He knew what kind of pain that is that some of you have felt in your marriage, and his pain was even worse. His wound was even worse. Now, as Christians, we're to forgive. But let me also state very clearly, someone comes back to you and says, oh, yeah, I did that, but you know, we all make mistakes. That's not a person that's repentant. Well, you've done bad things too. No, that's not a person that's repentant. A repentant person says, I committed adultery. I've hurt you very badly. Can you ever forgive me? I am so sorry. That's the person that's repentant. Until they do that, how can you forgive them? Don't justify their sin. Don't make light of their sin. But on the other hand, if they do repent, forgive them. Have it already in your heart to forgive them. But don't do it until they come and make it right with you. I don't indulge information on people. If I say I had a Bible reason for a divorce or whatever, if I say this person had a Bible reason for a divorce, don't ask me the details. If a person says to you, I had a Bible reason for the divorce, the Bible reason of fornication, don't ask details. If you ask me about that, a couple, they're not going to be forthcoming from me. See, only perverted people want details. All the sexual escapades.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm.